Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, letter number 3033. Baruch Hashem, the 16th day of Macheshvan, Tovshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Abracha. The Rebbe says, through your uncle, Harav Agon, it doesn't say the name here with all the titles, through your uncle, they passed along to me your health condition. Also asking for a bracha, for a blessing. And without a vow, the Rebbe says, when I'm going to be on the Holy Tzion, at the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, who is the leader of Israel, I will mention you for improvement, for a blessing, for improvement of your health condition. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure I don't have to remind you that it is, or encourage you, that it is the blessed Hashem is the one who roifa kol basar umafli lasis, as we say in our blessing of Asher Yotzer, he is the one that heals all flesh and does wonders. So it is Hashem. And the Rebbe brings in a strong point over here. You know, one has to be very careful not to make a bracha in vain. So you have to, if you say Hashem's name, say Baruch Atah Hashem, you better make sure that you have to say that bracha. There is a rule. Let's say, oh, you know what? I'm not sure if I did the bracha or not. Should I do the bracha again? And the answer is don't do a bracha again. Why? Because you're not sure. So you may not make a bracha, but if you did already make a bracha, you're making a bracha in vain. Making a bracha in vain is a grave sin. We don't do that. So therefore, the ruling is, whenever there's a suffix bracha, we are lenient. We don't make the bracha. So if we find that the rabbis, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the man of the grain gatherings, they instituted the Birchat HaShachar, which we all say, they use the language, Arefe Kol Bosor Umafli Lasis. Actually, we do it every time, not only in the Birchas HaShachar. We do it anytime we use the facilities. But the Rebbe says they set it up in a bracha, and you say the name, you say Hashem, Rachat Hashem, Reif Chabosar. That means that that is certain. That means there is no doubt at all that Hashem heals all flesh and He does wonders. It's not even a question. Similar to what the Alter Rebbe writes, the Alter Rebbe always said we can trust him because he was a ruler in the esoteric part of Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. He was a ruler, he was a codifier in the revealed part of Torah. In Egeres HaTshuva chapter 11, look in there. So therefore, the Rebbe says, when you will secure your trust, you will strengthen your trust, the blessed Hashem, that itself will bring an improvement in your health, in addition to the additional success in the medicine and the what you're already the procedures, the refuah that you're already doing. But the pipeline, the vessels for that success of the medicine and everything should work well is Torah mitzvahs in general, and when you need it more to add, so you add more is when you need it more, especially when you need it more, you add more spirituality and then you get more. So the Rebbe says, for sure you will do this as it fits your situation. I mean, the person was not well, the Rebbe is not saying him that all of a sudden you should start doing, probably wasn't feeling well. So what the Rebbe says, based on your condition, add to it, that becomes the vehicle, the pipeline, to get all the blessing. One who adds, there is added to him. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you are careful to watch and do the three classes, which are equal for all people, which were instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles here. And that is, number one, saying the portion of Tehillim as it's been divided for the days of the month every day after the morning prayers. Number two, to learning a portion of Chumash with Rashi from the Seder of the week. On Sunday, from the beginning of the portion till Sheni. On Monday, from the Sheni until Shlishi, etc. And number three, a shiur in the law study of Tanya, as every day, as it's been divided for the days of the year. May the blessed Hashem succeed you with blessing for health improvement. I'm looking forward to hear good news. And this is in the name of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe basically tells him that, remember that Hashem heals, and there's a bracha for that. The vehicle to get Hashem's healing is by adding more Torah to get success in what they're already doing. And the Rebbe encourages him to keep the three shurim of chitas and blesses him for improvement in his health and looking forward for good news in the name, signed in the name of the Rebbe.